Debate over plant-based catering plan. Calderdale Council won't be sneaking into people's houses to steal away their wafer-thin ham, says a councillor, as plans for vegan-only catering move a step forward. The council's cabinet members have agreed to support the idea of only supplying plant-based food at events it is paying for, affecting between 6 and 10 council events a year. But all councillors will have to decide whether to take pork pies off the menu at a council-funded event by debating the recommendation before the decision is final. The issue has caused a stir on social media, with the National Farmers Union and Countryside Alliance drawn into the debate and questions for and against the proposal asked at last week's Cabinet meeting. Cabinet Member for Climate Action and Housing, Councillor Scott Patient, Labour, Ludlam Foot, said, given some of what he had read, he needed to set out what the council would and would not be doing. We're not going to be sending officers sneaking into people's houses to steal away their wafer-thin ham. We're not going to be policing people coming into the council bringing in normal milk or their own packed lunches. What we will be doing is providing plant-based catering at a very small number of events we run as a council. And we will be trying to encourage people to think about their diet, to think about the impact on local food systems, and think about climate change and how food affects that in general, he said. Vanessa Lee, the Conservative candidate for the Calder Valley parliamentary seat, said the proposal demonstrated Cabinet's lack of support for local farmers and the rural community. She said at the meeting, the current proposal puts these communities at risk. It appears Labour is indifferent to their livelihoods and would rather see them face financial hardship. Councillor Patient said he vehemently disagreed with that assumption, and the council very much valued the contribution rural and farming businesses make to Calderdale's economy, and they had been involved in developing Calderdale's climate action plan. It's a bit unlikely that the plant-based catering policy will have a significant impact on local livestock farming due to the very limited amount of catering the council does. I think we worked out it was less than around £2,000, he said. NFU Vice President Rachel Hallos, who farms at Beeston Hall Farm in Rippendon, said, it's great that Calderdale Council have a keen interest in protecting our environment, and our farmers share that ambition. But removing certain products from our diets misses the point of a sustainable food system, she said. And the Countryside Alliance said, we need our political leaders to reject this nonsense, back British farming and the vast majority of the public who enjoy meat and dairy as part of a balanced and healthy diet.